Hosea chapter number 4, starting with verse number 16. The Bible says, "For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim has joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices." Praise the Lord. But if you would, stretch your hands toward heaven one more time. Ask the Holy Ghost to help us. Preach a simple thought tonight, the Lord helping me on. Left alone. Left alone. No doubt some of you that have children, there's times that being a young child, they don't like to be left alone. We can be at the house sometimes on the other end of the house, and it'd be quiet, and a little while the girls go running. Where are y'all at? They don't want to be left there alone. Why? Because they feel the security of mom and dad being in the house with them. And here, as I read our text tonight, and I felt like the Lord dealt with me, like I said, over a week ago about this message. Here, when Israel had come to a point that they had rejected God, they had become vile, began to do many things against the Word of God. And you can look at the history of Israel when they sinned, how that judgment came. When they served God like they knew to serve Him, how that God blessed them. But now we find them in a place here where that God's judgment is coming upon the people. And it has gotten so bad, it's gotten so wicked, that even the priests themselves are wicked. They're not trying to get people anymore to stop their sinning, but basically they're encouraging them to sin because of the greed of the priests, because of when they brought in the sin offering, that the priests got a portion of it. And the more that they could get, that they could sell part of it. They could accumulate things. So they were no longer trying to get the children of Israel to stop sinning, but they were just sort of patting it on the back and not standing up against it. Does that sound like a world we're living in today? We've got a lot of preachers that basically stop preaching against sin, but they've sort of just patting it on the back, trying to gain numbers, trying to get just the crowd. But I want to let us to know tonight that if there's sin in our lives and we don't get it under the blood, we're going to be lost in the end. We'll find ourselves in hell if there's sin in our lives. But here we're getting down to the seriousness of the scriptures here. And verse 4 says, "Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest." What's he saying here? He's saying, let him be given up to his own lust. He's going to say, let him walk in his own counsel. He's telling them that I've dealt with them, and I've dealt with them. I've sent message by. I've sent prophets by. And I've tried to turn them away from these idols. I've tried to turn them back unto me. But they've made up in their minds. They've made up in their hearts that I'm a-going my direction. I'm going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'm going to worship the idols. My friend, let me tell you, when you get rebellion in your heart against the Word of God, it is as the sin of witchcraft. I'm praying tonight that there's somebody in this house that you're at right at the point of being left alone. You're right at that point of God said, I've dealt with them, and I've dealt with them, and I've pulled for them, and I've had people praying for them, but they are determined in their hearts that they're going their direction. You help me just a few minutes tonight. He said, hey, he said, don't even reprove them anymore. Don't even tell them the wrong that they're doing. Don't even try any longer to persuade them that the direction that they're headed in, it's final, it's destruction. But let them go in their own way. I want to tell you tonight, when God leaves you alone, you're in a mess. When God says, let him alone. When God says, quit praying for him. When God says, don't bother with him anymore. My friend, you are in trouble. But we've got folks today, they're just playing church. They're just playing religion. They're just going through the motions. We have how many, Brother Jim? No doubt comes youth camp after youth camp. They're in and they're out. They're in this time and they're out the next time. They come in and they act like everything's all right. And deep down inside, they're lost, they're undone without God. They're no peer there anymore. Don't have the Word of God any longer. But I'm telling us, Israel finally crossed the line. I said they finally crossed the line. He said here, for Israel slided back as a backsliding heifer, as a heifer that's taking the yoke off, as a heifer that's running wild. Let me tell you, friend, when God turns you loose and when God moves mercy, you talking about the devil having a heyday in your life. That devil's going to destroy your life. That devil's going to drag you down. But I got good news. You ain't got to go to hell tonight. You ain't got to continue in your way. He said they slided back as a backsliding heifer, a wild cow running wild. He says, now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place, in a large pasture. Not in that small, still pasture anymore. But he's just turning them loose, Brother Donnell. I said he's just turning them loose. He's going to bring out the rod before long. I'm telling somebody tonight, you played long enough. I said you played long enough. You've carried on in your actions long enough. You've carried on in your hypocrisy long enough. It's time to be honest with God and say, Lord, I've just been playing around. I really ain't sold out to you, God, but I don't want to go to hell. I want to pray again. Don't let God let you alone. He said, Ephraim is joined to idols. He said he's joined themselves. He's connected himself with idols. You say, I don't have an idol. I don't have a Buddha sitting in my house. I don't worship any other kind of idols. But anything between you and God can become an idol. You help me just a few minutes here. My Lord, he said he's joined themselves to idols. And here comes the next point. He said, let him alone. I looked at that word alone. It meant to leave, depart from, to abandon. What's he saying? Turn your back on him and walk away. Don't deal with him anymore. He's set in his ways now. I've already dealt with him. I've already tried to turn Israel back. They know the commandments of God. They know that they shouldn't worship any other God but God. They know that don't worship no idols. They know the Word of God. But they've determined in their heart, I'm going to join myself to the idols. I'm going to do it my way. We're going to live our way for a little while. That's what a lot of young folks have said. I'm tired of living under mom and daddy's yoke. I'm tired of living under mom and daddy's bondage. I'm going to get old enough. I'm going to live it my own way. I'm going to do it my own self. I'm going where I want to go. I'm going to live like I want to live. My friend, you're in danger tonight. I said you're in danger. Brother Nathan, when he got to the point, God said, just let him alone. Just leave him alone. My Lord, have you ever been left in a place all by yourself? Have you ever been in a place where you was around different folks and all of a sudden you find yourself, Brother Joy, you were the only one there. You couldn't hear anyone talking anymore. You couldn't hear anyone pulling anymore. But all you was felt was loneliness. I said, all you felt was loneliness. And there you found yourself, no one around. I'm telling us tonight, they, some folks say, don't preach to me no more, preacher. Don't tell me where I'm living at, preacher. I'm telling you tonight, you better thank God that God's still trying to get your attention. I said, you better thank God God's still trying to deal with you one more time. Because when he says, leave him alone, when he says, don't preach to him anymore, when he tells your pastor, don't pray for him anymore, and he tells church, don't even call his name anymore, I'm telling you, you'll be most miserable. I said, you'll be most miserable and destruction ahead your way. He said, just leave him alone. We got so many living in a facade today. They put up that front. Everything's all right. Everything's okay. Look at me. Look at me. I'm living right. But I want to look on down inside your heart tonight. I want to deal on down in your heart tonight. What's the lust in your heart tonight? What's your desires looking like tonight? Come on now. Is it to fulfill God's plan? Is it to serve God truly and wholly 100% in your life? Or is there something else in there, Brother Jim, that's pulling? You ain't slayed, you ain't pulled the oxen and burnt the plow yet. But there's still something got a hold of you. I said there's still something got a hold of you. And you still feel that conviction of when you do those things that are wrong. But when God lets you alone, he'll silence the conscience. He'll say, don't bother him anymore. Don't let him know it's wrong anymore. Just let him go down his road. Just let him walk down the path and he'll end up in hell. When God leaves you alone. I looked over in the book of Samuel. First Samuel, chapter number 15, verse number 23, said, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the words of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I've sinned, for I've transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship him. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. My Lord, what is it? Saul's been caught up with. God's telling him, he's cutting him off now. And here's Saul now, he's wanting to confess. Yeah, I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you. He said, why don't you pardon me now, my friend, Brother Donnell? But Samuel said, God has rejected you. What is it? You should have repented earlier. You should have turned to God earlier. You're only confessing because you're caught up with it. My friend, there comes a time when it'll be too late to confess. It'll be too late to repent. But I want to encourage you tonight, where there's still time and opportunity, you can still repent and be saved. And as Samuel turned about to go, he laid upon the skirt of his mantle and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day and hath given it to a neighbor of thine, that it is better than thou. Too late now, Saul. God's already rejected you. Have you ever seen anyone that God dealt with them their last time? I seen a man years ago, Brother Brian. He went in for heart surgery, I think it was. Like to die, and God dealt with him. God gave him an opportunity, and he got saved. But after he got out, for a little while he done good. He lived right. But as time rocked on, he fell right back into the same old rut. And he slid away from God. But I seen the mercy of God deal with him again. In a revival one night, the Holy Ghost was moving. Conviction was there. And God was dealing with him. God was trying to give him another opportunity to be saved. And he sat there. And he sat there. And he sat there. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost moved. Somebody went to the back door. Somebody else got somebody's tire or something. Walked back to the back door. And he wrapped the hands. He said, somebody's just tied the hand of God. Somebody's just tied the hand of God. What was it? Somebody just got left alone. Somebody just got their back turned on them. Somebody just got abandoned. Somebody just got let know God wasn't going to deal with you no more. I seen that man come in service after service. God never deal with him again. God never touch his heart again. God never sent conviction his way again, Brother Dalen. I'm telling you, you talk about a man that walked about miserable. Yet what's one man miserable, man? I'm telling you, young folks, there's some friends that you need to leave alone. There's some people you need to turn your back on. But I'm telling you tonight, don't turn your back on the Lord. I said, don't reject the Lord. You don't want God to leave you alone. You don't want God to abandon you. Come on here now. It's time to rise up and say, God, don't leave me now. Don't leave me here now, God. I got to make it. I got to break through. It do some of you good to let some folks alone that you're hanging around. It'll do you some good to leave some things alone that you're messing with. The one thing you can't afford to be left alone, you can't afford the Lord to leave you alone. I'm telling you, Brother Jim, that man come to church, Brother Doug, that man come to church, and God never dealt with him again. That man died miserable, Brother Joy. That man died. I said he died. God done left him alone. I said God done left him alone. He didn't have no chance anymore. I said he better leave it up here. Because when he left here, it wasn't nothing but judgment. It wasn't nothing but hell that he had coming his way. I'm going to tell you, friend, when God leaves you alone, you better leave it up here. Because when you take your final breath, it's going to be judgment. It's going to be hell. Hell will wake you up. I said hell will wake you up. Chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? How long are you going to mourn over him? How long are you going to weep over him? I'm not changing my mind. I'm not backing up. I've rejected him. I've withdrew my spirit. I've turned my back on him. You might as well quit praying. You might as well not even call his name anymore. Because he's no longer king. My, What a scary thought, Brother Culpepper. I think that God would leave me alone. I think that God wouldn't deal with me anymore. Why? Because I played. And I played. Hey, some people get to a point where they lie to themselves. I'm all right. I'm living better than she is. I'm living better than he is. Everything's all right. Surely I'm going to make it. Surely everything's going to be all right. I'm telling you, young folks, don't compare yourself to anybody else. You compare it to Jesus. I said, you line up with the Word of God. It don't matter what others do. We got some good godly examples around here. But you get that blessed Bible and say, let me line up with this. Let me line up with the Word of God. You can't afford for God to turn you loose. You can't afford for God to quit dealing with you. And say, conscience, don't bother him anymore. Don't let him know he's wrong anymore. Just let him walk like he's walking. Just let him go in the direction he's gone in. I'm telling us tonight, we can't afford to be left alone. But some folks lie to themselves until they finally believe themselves. They begin to believe, Brother Priya, I'm all right. Dangerous. Dangerous. So Sherry came to the piano. I'm fixing the clothes. But God told him, said, let him alone. Don't send another prophet by. Don't tell them they're wrong anymore. They've made up their mind. They've made their choice. They've made their decision. Now, I'm leaving them alone. I thought when I was younger, I was real young, my daddy and my daddy and me and my brother-in-law that went hunting. We went over around the river somewhere. Daddy and them that day dropped me out. Put me in a stand. It was in the afternoon, Brother Jim. And they went on somewhere. I didn't even know where they went. But I was sitting there. That afternoon, everything all right, Brother Hurst. Everything going, feeling confident. But I'm telling you what, that sun began to set. That sun began to go down on the other side of them trees. I was all right. I said, Daddy will be here just a little while. Well, the week Daddy never picked me up and just a few minutes. It's dark. They'll have to come on and get me now. I sat there. And I sat there. And I sat there. And it got darker. And darker. And darker. I thought within myself, they've left me. I don't know where they're at, but they've left me alone. You know how it is. You go to hearing things. There was something big walking around out there. I couldn't see him. So I just shot my gun as a reminder, and Daddy and them, maybe they could hear me. I'm still over here. I don't know where y'all at, but I'm still here. Sat there even longer. No daddy. No lights. All alone. It was a little while later I decided, hey, daddy and them must have left me. They forgot about me, Brother Jim. I sat there, and I sat there, and I finally said, there's one thing about it. I know the direction to the road. And I'm going to the road. I'm telling you, I come out of that deer stand. And I started heading toward that road where I knew it was at. Brother Brad, I run into briars. I run into things turn me around. But I had a determination in my heart. They've left me. But I'm headed toward home. If I can make it to that road, I'm headed toward the house. What was I don't want to die out here all by myself. I ain't going to sit here until something do get me. But I know the way out of here. I'm telling you tonight, you know the way out tonight. You know the direction back to the cross. You know the way back to the altar tonight. You got to rise up within yourself and say, I don't want to be left alone. I don't want to be rejected. But I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to the cross. Stand with us all over the house. Left alone. Leave him alone. I made it out to that dirt road. And I started headed toward the gates. It wasn't long I seen headlights coming. It was Daddy. I had to leave you. Talk about a relief. I'm telling you tonight, you better quit playing around. I said, you better quit playing around. You better wake up, shake yourself where you're at. I said, you better wake up, shake yourself, and realize God's just about to leave you. God's just about to quit dealing with you. But he's come back by one more time tonight. I said he's come back by tonight on a Sunday night. Oh, deep down he said, I don't want to leave you. I don't want to abandon you. I don't want to turn from you. But I want you to come to me. I want you to sell out. I want you to be a true child of God. What you gonna do tonight? You gonna continue down your road? You gonna keep going until God says, I'm through with them. I'm not dealing with them any longer. They've been in and out, they played and played and played. I'm through with them. I'm withdrawing my spirit from them to never deal with you again. Would you please pray tonight? Would you please pray tonight? My friends, you can't afford for God to stop dealing with you. You can't afford for God to leave you alone. But I'm telling you, why won't you come to this altar tonight? Everyone will. Let's come in and pray. Everyone will. Let's get in this altar. Oh, no doubt there's some that you probably know, like I preached tonight. They've just been playing. They've just been going through the motion. But deep down, they don't have it at heart. Deep down, they're lost, undone without God. Would you pray tonight? Would you pray? Oh God, oh God. Left alone. Never to be dealt with again. Never to feel that conviction spirit tug at your heart again. Never feel God pull at you. My. Would you pray? My, what a dangerous thing to be left alone. Left alone. but you pray, everyone.